This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pledged once again Tuesday to launch a military incursion into Rafah, a Gaza city sheltering hundreds of thousands of Palestinians amidst international calls for his restraint. Speaking to a meeting of Israeli families of fallen soldiers and hostages held in Gaza who support a strong military response, Netanyahu said Israel would enter Gaza to destroy Hamas battalions there with or without a ceasefire agreement. Israel and Hamas are negotiating a ceasefire deal meant to free hostages and bring some relief to the nearly seven-month-long war. Speaking to a meeting of the World Economic Forum in Cairo Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reiterated U.S. opposition to a military assault of Rafah.
We've said clearly and for some time now on Rafah that in the absence of a plan to ensure that civilians will not be harmed, we can't support a major military operation in Rafah. And we have not yet seen a plan that gives us confidence that civilians can be effectively protected.
In an escalation of anti-war demonstrations at the New York City campus, dozens of protesters have taken over Columbia University's Hamilton Hall early Tuesday, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Barricading the entrances, unfurling a Palestinian flag, the latest escalation of demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war spreading to college campuses nationwide. Yesterday, Columbia gave students a deadline to dismantle the encampment. Spokesperson Ben Chang.
We've begun suspending students as part of this next phase of our efforts to ensure safety on our campus.
Student protesters say they plan to remain in the building until their demands of Columbia divestment from Israel are met. Student organizer Seda Polat spoke after yesterday's deadline came and went.
We demand divestment. We will not be moved unless by force.
Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News. Police in London say a 13-year-old boy was killed when a man wielding a sword attacked members of the public and two police officers Tuesday in East London. VOA's Henry Ridgewell was at the scene and had this report.
7 a.m. local time this morning, they were called to Hainault, which is in northeast London, of reports of a man wielding what looked like a samurai sword, having crashed a car into a house, was going on the rampage in this area of London and looking to attack local residents. The police said that they arrived on the scene, around a dozen officers, and the suspect was on the roof of a garage of one of those properties. The officers shouted at him to come down. He refused to comply, and so they tasered him and then managed to arrest him. And the police very sadly confirmed that one of the victims of the attack, a 13-year-old boy, had died from his injuries.
That's VOA's Henry Ridgewell reporting. Hong Kong is still struggling to recover from the COVID pandemic, which saw many expatriates leave after a three-year shutdown. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Hong Kong has been struggling to recover since the global health crisis. Edmund Wong, an accountancy sector lawmaker, told the city's legislature on April 19th that more than 20,000 companies had deregistered in the first quarter of 2024, up more than 70% from the same period last year. Even with Golden Week holiday starting on Wednesday, a traditionally busy time for shopping and entertainment, many businesses are not optimistic. The number of mainland Chinese tourists in Hong Kong has plunged. After the city reopened its border with China last year post-pandemic, the tourism board recorded a nearly 39% drop in mainland visitors in 2023, compared with 2019 before the global health crisis.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. United Nations International Court of Justice Tuesday rejected a request by Nicaragua for judges to order a halt to military aid, military and other aid to Israel from Germany. Nicaragua, a longstanding ally of the Palestinians, alleged that Germany is enabling genocide by sending arms and other support to Israel. The president of the court, Nava Salmond, read the court's decision.
For these reasons, the court, by 15 votes to one, find that the circumstances, as they now present themselves to the court, are not such as to require the exercise of its power under Article 41 of the statute to indicate provisional measures.
The 16-judge panel declined to throw out the court case altogether, meaning it will continue to be heard by the court. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.